Good evening, and welcome to Dan Bain's Sleepy Time Mumbles, a podcast you can miss. My name is Dan Bain, and every episode I improvise a low-stakes podcast for you to fall asleep to. I've been told several times, perplexingly, that people find the podcast amusing. Now, I'm not quite sure how that's happened, but I'd like to take the opportunity now to say, if you do find the podcast amusing, you may enjoy another podcast I'm currently producing with my associate Javier Joaquin. The two of us use our respective abilities as stand-up comedians to analyze and reflect on episodes of the 1990s animated cartoon, the X-Men animated series. That podcast is available wherever you find podcasts, but I must warn you, it is designed to be listened to, not to soothe you to sleep. I've received some feedback from listeners via the Apple Podcasts network and would like to share that with some of you now. This first review comes from MRock505 via the Apple Podcasts in the United States of America. The title of the review is Five Golden Stars, and they've also rated the show 5 golden stars. That aligns appropriately. MRock505 goes on. Thank you for coming back. I found your mumbles between the end of season 3 and these new episodes, and I am so happy we get more hilarious mumbles. Okay, not a comedy show. They continue. How did you discover this skill of yours? Were you mumbling at parties and having everyone around you fall asleep? Thank you for sharing your skills. Interesting question there, MRock505. I discovered this by running out of episodes of 99% Invisible, also finding episodes of 99% Invisible sometimes too interesting. There's nothing worse than just wanting to be soothed to sleep by the dulcet and perfect radio voice of Roman Mars. I'm Roman Mars, and then instead becoming fascinated with the history of the roundabout. So I saw it as my duty to create a podcast that was entirely missable. Yeah, that's right. It's my gift to create mindless content that radiates at a certain frequency. I hope that answers your question. A further piece of listener feedback for us to reflect upon comes from Candy via Apple Podcasts in the United States of America. Yay! With many exclamation marks is the title. It's then followed up with 5 golden stars. Thank you very much for your 5 golden stars. Candy continues. You've returned. I got so excited about your new episode that I couldn't fall asleep while listening to it. I had to switch over to an older episodes. I love the old episodes, but I'm delighted thinking about the prospect of more listening choices. Welcome back. Thank you very much, Candy E, for your kind words, and my apologies for doing the opposite of the intended function of the show. Hopefully, the excitement will just dull down to a low background hum as new episodes slowly make their way out into the wilderness for you to claim. And thank you again for your kind words and welcome of me back into your bedtime. That sounded creepier than I intended, and I apologize if that came across as inappropriate. Okay. If you would like to join MROC 505 or Candy in leaving some feedback or a little message about the show, I'd love for you to do that. And the best place to do that is on the Apple Podcasts. Sure, there are other ones, but the monopoly is still held pretty aggressively by Apple Podcasts. So if you do use that, use that. But everything else is still good. It turns up eventually. I just get the Apple ones quicker. Okay. There's also social media, and the links for that are in the show notes. The links for that are in the show notes. Have I lost the knack of this? Let's find out. Because that can wait. For now, put down your phones. Turn off your screens. And close your eyes. Now it's time to be mumbled to sleep. Season 4, Episode 2. Attached Query Letter. Dear Sir, Madam, or otherwise, I write to you today in order to seek publication of my first novel. It is called Troll Sitting, and follows the life of a troll who sits not under, but rather beside a bridge, coming in at 250,000 words. This experimental take on the fantasy genre eschews a typical action-packed plot and instead focuses deeply on the titular troll's rich interior life. In this way, I see it as having great potential as a crossover piece between the genre and literary spaces. You'll notice that I have written it in all caps. This is not an accident, but is very deliberate to emphasize the tone of the character's internal voice. He shouts at himself non-stop. For thousands of pages. You may be questioning whether I see this as a fit for your particular publishing arm, and rest assured, I have done nothing to look at your other publications, or whether this is it all the type of thing that you are interested in. Even if you aren't, I think once you have a quick read, you will see the genius on display and the huge financial potential. We are all going to get so rich off this, so you better jump on it quick, as I'm gonna send this to heaps of people and they're gonna be fighting over it. I'm gonna be beating publishers off with a big stick. They're gonna be knocking down my door. So you better get yourself to the front of the queue. My credentials as a writer include one creative writing course at the Southern Institute of Technology, free evening classes. I attended 2 of the intended 10 sessions and then left because the tutor did not know what they were talking about and had no appreciation for the avant-garde form. If people don't know anything, what are they doing teaching a class? I went along to have my genius recognized, and instead I got told that it had no plot or characters, and that having everything in all caps was probably a bad idea and made it hard to read. Well, that's just your opinion, isn't it? Anyway, that is the extent of my qualifications, but who needs qualifications? Did William Shakespeare have any qualifications? Did Aristophanes have any qualifications? Does Stephen King have any qualifications? I don't know about that last one. He may well have some qualifications. I think he said in his biography / that writing book that he met his wife at university, which suggests he probably went to university. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked, and that is something that you can look forward to when you read thousands of pages of interior monologue shouted at you. Best regards, yours, etc. Carmel Okrut, author. P.S. I am not joking about the time limit. I have started a timer when I send this email, and when it gets to, and every 48 hours I am going to submit it to a different publisher. Game on. To whom it may concern. Hello, my name is Buckland McScarry, and I am a bricklayer in the tropical archipelago of Papua New Guinea. I have been working here for many a year and have accumulated a sizable repertoire of poems. I've written them while on the job, laying bricks with the tribe folks, or when driving my pickup truck to Port Moresby to pick up supplies. I am approaching you as the first potential publisher of these works, as you are literally the only publisher in the world who will accept unsolicited anthologies of poems, especially ones as sizable as mine. I feel it is necessary for me to point out that the content of the poems in no way reflect the unique position I find myself in, working in construction in Papua New Guinea. Instead, they focus mostly on the following subject matters. My cat. How it is soothing when it rains. The feeling of being in love and how that is like a fresh flower blooming in the morning. multiple poems on this topic. Also, bricks. Multiple poems also on this topic. This is my very first book of poetry, and you will be delighted to hear that I have not censored myself in any way. As soon as I thought something up, I wrote it down. No editing. No restraint. No selection or curation. Just page after page of unfiltered poems. If you can't handle me at my poems, then you don't deserve me at my short stories. Speaking of which, if the poems are to your taste, I also have a book of rhyming short stories. Looking forward to hearing back from you. I have enclosed a physical copy of the manuscript, but as I am currently a little broke, I have failed to place any stamps on the envelope. So you will be required to pay the postage for this. Also, should you for some reason decline the opportunity to publish my unfiltered thoughts, then please do not destroy the manuscript, as it is my only copy. Instead, please post it back to me. I have included an envelope and several pieces of string to assist you in this. But again, if you could please cover the postage to rural Papua New Guinea from your New York office, that would be greatly appreciated. Yours, etc., etc. Sincerely, and best regards of the day. May the road rise up to meet you, and start every day as you intend to go on. That was Season 4, Episode 2 of Sleepy Time Mumbles. Attached query letters. Sleepy Time Mumbles is produced by Noosed Octopus Co. and it is hosted by me, Dan Bain. You can follow the show and our other antics in many internet-based locations, all of which you can click your happy little self to via the links in the show notes. This week, let's focus on signing up to the newsletter. Until next time, good night. Sleep tight.